Hey guys, it's Jay. Let you know this is a Masters of None classic release. This is by request the original Worst Christmas Songs episode we did about, like 5 years ago. Figured we'd throw it out there. We'd have a lot of new folks tuning in since we were going to be talking about this on our pal Eric Nagel show on XM Satellite Radio. Thanks for having us, Eric. And getting you warmed up for next week's release of the new episode of the Worst Christmas Songs of All Time. Before we start, don't forget GoDaddy.com. Get yourself a 99-cent domain name by entering the promo code MASTERS69. Here's the show.
Masters of None, brought to you by SimplySyndicated.com, home of the world's finest podcasts, and by Gunoxen.com, stuff for guys.
Fuck Christmas. It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly and fuck Ivy and fuck all that mistletoe. White-bearded, big, fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go. And bloated men in shopping malls all going ho, ho, ho. It's fucking Christmas time again.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. There's Eric Idle kicking off this episode of Masters of None with a little Fuck Christmas. And that, I think, one of the finer Christmas songs of all time. Not one of the worst, which is what we're going to be counting down tonight. I'm Jay, and we should tell you the show is brought to you by GunOxen.com. Stuff for guys. Check them out and check out the new show that we're part of over there as well. And as I said, I'm Jay. There's Art.
You.
And Mike.
Hello.
And we are going to do for you the worst Christmas songs of all time. Decided to do this kind of last minute, so I pretty much was the gatherer of all the songs. And it's not going to be the usual shit that you know sucks already. I dug to a new level of suckiness, a level the likes of which have never been compiled ever before in the annals of music or holiday cheer. I have got the worst song in every different genre you could possibly imagine. I've got the worst parody songs. I've got fucking Christmas remixes and covers and shit that will make your fucking stocking split right up the middle. You guys are going to dig this, I think. You guys like Christmas music at all?
No. None whatsoever.
Why not?
Because working in radio, you get to hear it every fucking day from Thanksgiving to New Year's.
Yeah.
And it's awful, and it's the same six songs rewritten and re-recorded by different artists every fucking year.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
Thankfully, I was never on a station that switched to all Christmas.
Yeah.
Like on Black Friday. It's all Christmas all the time now for the next month. Nothing but Christmas songs. Yeah. That's the fucking worst. Who wants to hear that? Who loves Christmas that much?
Nobody.
Art, you a Christmas song fan?
It's all white noise to me, man.
What isn't really?
True.
High school, college.
Life.
Job training.
Yep.
So we got
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. You're not going to let that go. I like Thanksgiving, all right?
We are recording this one live.
Barry Sanders next time.
Want to shout?
Barry Sanders. Never mind.
Let it go, Mike. Just let it go. Want to mention everyone in the chat room hanging out with us and listening live. We got a Weather Eye, T. Busby, Mr. I Love the Ants, Miss Wallison, Allison, Weather Eye said, SW Redman, Gojira Hawk, Cold Dimes. Thank you guys for hanging out. And Gojira Hawk already yelling, if all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth is not mentioned, we'll riot. But as I said, we all know the mainstream shitty songs.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you're going to be amazed. You probably never heard of any of these.
I barely did.
They suck so much, they won't even play them on the radio. These are like
the radio is dying for new Christmas songs,
yeah,
by the way.
They are. And I think that's what kind of fuels this. How many new Christmas songs do they come
there,
out here?
There's none, dude.
No, but I mean like new versions and
yeah,
just shit that
35
right,
each
all
year.
These desperate, yeah, desperate artists just fucking throw shit against the wall and hope something gets some airplay for them.
If your favorite group puts out a Christmas album, throw them away. Throw them away. Do not listen to them anymore because it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here. I'll point to one in particular.
Boys to Men?
Fucking, does anybody remember when
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, or when the New Kids on the Block did a Christmas album, and subsequently was the next fucking day that they were just like, you know what, this all sucks. It's just awful.
Dude,
and
putting out a Christmas album is like the music version of Jumping the Shark.
Oh, it's death. It's audio death.
Yeah.
Audio death. Nice.
So let's jump into it, shall we? And we got the first one here, and this is, I guess, sort of a new category. This is like the Christmas dance remix category.
Yes.
Because nothing makes me want to get out there and fucking shake my glow sticks like a Christmas song.
This is Snow Patrol, and I think it's, I'm not sure if it's the, you know, the British Brit Rock, Brit Pop Snow Patrol band, or if it's just some jack-off DJ guy calling himself Snow Patrol, because that happens all the time.
Well, but, on the list, Snow Patrol is one word, so it could be
yeah,
a DJ.
So it's, yeah, it's probably just some asshole in his basement.
He's wearing an elf hat and sunglasses, and yeah. He's fucking...
How'd you know?
Scratching back and forth to fucking, to fucking Nat King Cole records.
Let's take a listen.
Spice Girls?
Dude.
It's got to have the obligatory house song girl singer.
Yep.
Here we go.
Here comes the bass. Yep, there it is.
Dude, that's Casio keyboard quality, too. That's not even like a good sample.
He...
Whoa.
Here we go. Rave it up. Oh, yeah. Glow sticks. Red Bull.
Oh, man.
Glow sticks made out of candy canes.
This is what you hear right after you get hit by a bus. This is what goes on through your head. Right as you slip into a coma.
While you're Christmas shopping or just in general?
Yeah, just in general.
Yes, that's pretty much it, I think. It just goes on and on and on.
Wow.
Don't turn around. You want to see my heartbreak? Don't turn around.
This is House by Numbers.
That's fucking if LaBouche and Bing Crosby had a baby. That's what that is.
Oh, here's a great story. We were doing a concert at this one concert venue, and I guess they had a club night. You know, that's another sign that your concert venue is about to fail. It's when your concert venue is jumping the shark.
Yeah.
And you start having, like, you know, DJ fucking, you know, club ecstasy nights. And we're trying to go up to the dressing rooms, which are, like, up a staircase on the side of the stage, and it was, like, boarded up. And I'm like, what the fuck? What happened? Why can't we go up to the dressing rooms? He's like, oh, yeah, we got to put that shit up on Oots night, you know, because they had the Oots. It was Oots night last night. I'm like, what the fuck's Oots night? He's like, you know, they play a fucking music. It goes, Oots, 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 Oots. That fucking Oots music.
That
Oots
shit
music
sucks.
So there's the first entry in our worst Christmas songs ever. I got them numbered backwards, so I'm not gonna give them numbers.
Seriously, that's painful.
Isn't that brutal?
Oh, good God.
Oh, Johnny Boy Slim on the the website says Saint Nick is spinning in his grave. Actually, I think he's raving all night long. Mrs. Claus is fucking blowing the DJ to that one under the fucking decks. All right. The next, this is another category in shitty Christmas songs is when you have your old timey, like 80s bands trying to grasp their way at a semi minor comeback where they take one of their few hits, if not their only hit, a la Tommy Two Tone. And 8675309 Jenny, and turned it into a Christmas song.
Oh, which is basically the same song, but with sleigh bells in the background.
Yes!
Am I right?
And is he calling Santa?
Am I fucking right?
Well, let's find out, kids.
Oh,
shall
let's,
we?
Please.
Oh, how did you know? How did you know that?
Ho, ho! What a fucking idiot! You better watch out, you better not cry. Oh no! Dude, Tommy! Tommy! Oh shit! Tommy, call 911 because I'm going to kill you.
Change your number to 911.
Oh my god. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Oh. You better run and hide. I just can't wait for Christmas.
Santa. It's like, what did you call Tori Spelling?
Wait, the best thing about this is whose call was this? Was this Tommy Two Tone's call, or was this the record company's call? And every time I hear fucking music like this, all I picture in my mind is the guy that's behind the glass recording them, like turning up, like tweaking the levels, going, "Yeah, yeah, they're on it tonight. Yeah, this is good."
Tommy Two Tone was like looking for a comeback, and like his agent's like, "Dude, it's right around the holidays. This will get you in."
Yeah, man. And you're going to be playing every radio station's Christmas show from here to Kalamazoo.
We've got you in. And he's probably like, "You know, I don't know.
We sell this fucker at Walmart."
Yeah, other people have done this before and they didn't really. No, with you, it's going to work.
Sound
like a Valley Girl.
He sounds like a Holly Jolly Harry Carey.
He sounded like he was singing while chewing taffy. That's awesome. I stuck in my teeth and fucking now and later. It's just right there. His molar. Fucking asshole. God damn it.
I told you these were good. And by the way, Mike and Art have not heard these at all. All I sent him was a track list and said, "Wait till you guys hear this."
Oh, man.
All right. Our next one is, this falls into the kind of just song that's trying to be all real and sentimental and serious, but just ends up fucking just making you laugh out loud at horrible things. This is a new song, is the name of the guy or the group. I don't even know what that means, but it should be old song because this shit's fucking old, and I've never heard another new song by a new song.
It's called new. The band's called New Song?
I guess the band or the guy. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's called The Christmas,
it's Tommy
the Christmas
new
Shoes.
Oh, I've heard about it. Patton Oswalt does a bit on this.
Does he?
I think.
I know it's a favorite of Opie and Anthony. Anthony's like stepdad or something. It makes him cry, apparently.
I've heard this. Yeah.
So this is really funny. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I was tricked. I jumped ahead.
Oh.
This one. Sorry. All right. Let's do new song first. We'll do the Christmas Shoes and what's up here. Sorry.
Oh, no.
The always happy Christmas violin.
Yeah.
"Please, sir, can I have some more?"
It's the beginning of Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah.
"Arms for the poor."
Long time ago. There was a lot of people.
That was a long time ago.
"It was almost Christmas time." "I stood in another line."
Is this South Park?
"Buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me. Little boy waiting anxiously. Racing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held
a
pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say."
Here we go.
Is the kicker.
"Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time."
Oh.
She's also dying.
Dying.
"Wow. These shoes make her smile. Wanna do the beautiful."
You know who his mom is? The Wicked Witch of the East. She's under the house and Dorothy stole his shoes. She's dying under the house with no fucking shoes.
You know, it's really too bad that the mother is suffering from diabetes and has lost her feet.
So, right, because Thanksgiving. Right from Thanksgiving.
There you go.
The Christmas Shoes.
Oh my God.
What a fucking sixth rate Bruce Springsteen that guy's trying to sound.
Yeah, right? Yeah, first of all.
Sounds like me coughing.
It does.
Dude, that's just poor. It sounds like South Park, like, you know, like, "Get a day, yeah, Christmas, fuck you."
It sounds like John Mayer using a vaporizer, like a humidifier.
It's a cross between that and "Can I Borrow a Feeling?"
Oh, dude.
Millhouse. It's dad.
It's a picture of you on it.
All right. That's Christmas. The Christmas Shoes.
And so why put out a Christmas song that you're trying to invoke tears?
It's like, you know, the video is like a woman with a knife to her wrist.
Seriously.
It's like,
I would love to see the video. First of all, and then the whole point about, you know, okay, it's this guy, and he's rushing to try to get all his Christmas shopping done, and you know he's really thankful for all the stuff that he's got, and then all of a sudden he sees fucking Tiny Tim with a pair of
Air Jordans.
Yeah, with a pair of Air Jordans.
I don't even get it. Was he? I thought like the kid was like a homeless kid on the street, and he wanted.
I don't know.
Well, he had like tattered clothes, and like you know he's probably coming. Yeah, he's probably like Charlie from Charlie and the you know Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah,
that kind of deal going on, you know. Like
that would be funny
people.
If the song ends and they are like the new Jordans. And then I was like, son, why would your mom want a new pair of Jordans, you little lying fuck? And so I kicked him.
I told you to get the Air Max 2s. These are the Air Max 3s. And we can't afford the pumps right now, but we gotta get the ones with the soles. And
he brought them home to mom, and she said, I can't even walk, asshole. Thanks for the shoes. I'll be dead in a week. You fucking buy me some boots.
You forgot the socks.
Just buy me a coffin.
Now she can't walk around because her feet swelled up and she got gangrene and she's gonna die real soon.
Maybe it's Merry Christmas.
Wait, maybe it's Pebbles Flintstone, her mom, Wilma, no shoes. Could it be her Bam Bam?
Yeah.
Buying Betty Rubble. They didn't wear shoes then.
No, they wore galoshes.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Air galoshes.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the next one. And this one falls into it's a wider category of Christmas songs that are trying to be funny, but just fucking are not funny at all.
Ugh.
It's like my jokes.
And this one comes from the...
I saw Mommy raping Santa Claus.
What? Is that a real one? Or you just made
no,
that up?
I just made that up.
By Slipknot.
So this is by one of the finest comedians working today, Bill Engvall from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Can I just say something? Like, if again, like with the whole Christmas album, if you're like a, you know, an artist and you have a Christmas album, you know, it's like stop listening to them.
Yeah.
If your favorite comedian goes on TBS and has their own show,
it's done.
That's like suicide right there. So you're done.
Yeah.
Mister, I love the answers. Why are you buying shoes when you really need a bar of soap? All right, so here we go.
Get a job, Pori.
Good, you're hot guessing it was Dane Cook doing the song, but no, it's Bill Engvall, and you know where this one's going? Bill Engvall's only
South?
Bit. Yeah.
We're going to Southern Redneck Christmas.
No, it's his Here's Your Sign that Biddy does. You're stupid. Here's your sign. Like you say something stupid because you're Southern. Here's you know, your like, sign. Get it?
I don't get it,
well,
actually.
You're going to get it right now.
Oh, yeah. I took my son to the mall the other day to see Santa Claus.
Oh, you're
the
talking.
Woman in line behind me says, hey, is that Santa Claus up there?
Oh,
I
talking.
Said, no,
that's
ma'am, that's a Kenny Rogers stunt double. Here's your sign.
Oh.
The other day I bought a wreath to go on our front door. As I was walking out of the store, a man stopped me and said, hey, you going to hang that on your door? I said, no, sir, it's a Christmas toilet seat cover. Got the idea from Martha Stewart.
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid
oh,
sign.
My
oh,
my God.
So have some fun and wear your stupid
he's having a hoedown.
I hung those little Christmas lights on my house. You know the kind that blink on and off.
You
my neighbor
done.
Comes over.
You might be a redneck.
Those that blink on and off like that. I said I got my son inside, plugging it, unplugging it, plugging it, unplugging it. Here's your sign.
Uh-huh.
I took my family by a Christmas tree the other night. When we walked onto the lot, this guy walked to me and said, "Hey."
I can still hear it in my ears.
I don't want to play anymore. Dude. All right.
That guy is also the least funny, and none of those guys are really funny. He is the worst one out of all of them.
Are there any more people in the chat room, or have they all left?
Yeah.
No, they're hanging in. They're hanging in.
Why?
All right. I actually thought the last song was going to make more people commit suicide. This one will do it.
Wow.
Okay, so here's my favorite.
Here's your sad.
Here's my favorite. Here's my sad.
Here's your sad.
Here's your sad.
I don't get that. I don't get that. Here's your sign.
I don't neither do I.
Do
is he like
I guess
to
it's like
people
a
at
sign
a
that says like stupid on it.
Do idiots have a sign?
So here's your sign that tells people you're stupid.
I guess it must be a Southern thing.
Because you're dumb and you're a redneck and you're stupid and stupid.
Right.
It's a sign. It says stupid on it.
Christmas song, here's a really good idea. Why don't you talk through half of it?
Yeah.
Right? It's a song, right? Isn't there supposed to be music? And then you have the fucking Gladys Knight and the Pips behind you saying, "Here's your sign," over and over again to the tune of Jingle Bells. What's the matter? What's the matter with you? You ever taking a dump and the water splashes up, hits you in the toilet? Get her done. Merry Christmas.
Here's your
like,
sign.
That's the fuck. Here's your.
All right, let's move on. This is so painful. All right, the next one is from the awesome celebrity category. These are the celebrities who don't sing.
Ernest Borgnine?
Yes.
Yeah!
No. Ah. But who put out a Christmas song or an album or a slew of albums, much like Joe Pesci.
What?
Joe Pesci.
Joe yeah. Pesci?
He's got an album out.
No, he doesn't.
And he's also got a Christmas song out.
Oh, Joe.
Say it.
Joseph.
So. Joe Pesci's If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas.
Oh, man.
That's a pretty good idea. Put some sleigh bells in it.
Never thought of that. And the jingly piano.
Yeah.
Blink, blink.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of things and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be.
There's the next one you're gonna see dead is the man named Joe Pesci.
If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatso gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatso get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town.
And I hope he get hit by a bus.
I sent him a nice long letter.
Letter. I wrote him a letter. Ah, cha-cha-cha-cha. I wrote him a letter.
The wonderful...
Hey, Santa, go get your shine box.
Wait, I'm jolly? How am I jolly? How exactly am I jolly?
You saying I'm a Santa to you?
What do you mean I'm an elf? Santa? What do you mean I'm an elf?
Oh, Christ almighty.
So...
What was he going for? Was he going for, like, to be serious, or was he going to be funny?
And why call him Fatso, man? Why bring that up? Come on. You want to call him short? You want Santa to retaliate? Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Joe yeah. Pesci.
Fucking.
How far we've fallen.
I.
Down the fucking chimney.
I've never. Wow. Wow.
Oh.
I don't even know. I'm fucking speechless.
Well, I'll tell you what'll cheer your spirit. Here's your sign.
Is it? Is it Robert De Niro doing his best Hanukkah hits?
No.
Al Pacino Kwanzaa.
It is, actually. No. It is. You ready for this?
No. Please.
It's an a cappella Christmas.
Oh, great.
Is this rockapella?
No. They're called Straight No Chaser. Funny thing is, they're probably all gay. Just a guess. Here we go. Here we go.
Here comes treble.
The 12 days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Gojira Hawk in the chat room asked if the Joe Pesci song ends with a can of paint hitting him in the head.
Five golden rings, four calling three French hens, turtle doves, and
a disappointed father.
Now, this may just suck on just a regular level, but just wait. I'm going to fast forward here because this takes it.
No, no, wait. Oh, wait, they're talking about it.
Oh, they're mixing it up a little bit. Hold on, mix!
The boar's head and hand there I'd be decked with mace and partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th, do they sing Christmas,
Christmas
shoes in this?
My true love came to me. Remix? 11 pipers piping, 10 loads of leaping, 10 ladies dancing, 10 maids and milking, 7 swans are swimming, 10
skis of bay, 5 bottles of KY,
2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Look at what they...
See what we did there?
Oh,
see what we did?
I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 12 days of Christmas.
Dude.
I sing the Hanukkah song. Yeah, you can't do that. Hey, Rubenstein, get out back there. Come on here. What the fuck just happened?
It's, do you know the song?
Is this Africa?
Yeah.
Fucking Toto.
Just wait. On the 12th day my true love gave to me.
I'm tired.
The sad thing is, I'm kind of digging this right now.
Dude.
HIV is waiting for you.
No, you didn't.
I'm so glad you gave me the CD.
No, you didn't. You didn't have Christmas down in Africa.
They don't stop me. These guys have more AIDS than Africa.
They do. I have A more AIDS than Africa. Whoa! A little castrato.
All right, at 30 seconds left, you grab my balls and I'll hit that high note.
Hit that desk hat.
So, there you go.
Wait, now, what? The name of that group was
Straight
No Chaser?
Yes.
Is that?
What are you gonna get from good old Saint Nick?
Straight No Chaser. Is that what they follow a cum shot with?
The stocking. The Christmas cookies.
Now, you guys just wait.
Santa!
Because there will be another entry from Straight No Chaser coming up later on.
Thank
the show.
God. Thank God. If there wasn't another entry from Straight, I'm buying their whole fucking platinum set.
Oh, dude, I'm already getting
seriously.
That, man.
All right.
Can we get them on the show?
Seriously. Can they? Do they have the best of Straight No Chaser covers Queen? Because I guarantee they do. I guarantee
they can make us a theme song.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Masters of None.
I want them to do it to the Toto, to Africa as well.
A podcast we've never heard before.
I want a Masters of None theme song to Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. It's done a cappella style. While George Michael blows me.
And the other guy from Wham sits in the corner and masturbates.
Crying.
Yeah.
Masturbates you too.
I don't get jerked off by the guy from Wham. I get jerked off by Oates.
Ski poles.
Gojira Hawk in the chat room said that's the song that plays in Dr. Isaac Yankum's waiting room.
Oh.
All right. Next up is let's all jump on our horses and head over to a country Christmas.
Yay. Didn't we hear that already?
No.
Get your sand with
that
your
was,
horse.
That was country comedy. This is
more comedy.
Of serious country with a side of comedy.
All right. Wait. Before you turn it on, can I guess?
Good.
All right. I'm guessing sleigh bells yet again.
Okay.
I'm also guessing the twangy guitar.
Yes. steel
guitar. Sure.
Yeah, steel guitar sure. Sound. And
a triangle.
There's gonna be some mention of Santa wearing his boots. Something about Santa's boots. There's gonna be some kind of boot reference. That's what I'm guessing.
And Santa's truck. Does he have a pickup truck?
Santa's got a F-450.
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
Or that, or instead of something, it's something about like the reindeers broke down, so he has to ride a horse. Like something along those lines.
Right,
let's
see how
guess.
Close you are. This is Kenny Chesney. It's called All I Want for Christmas is a Tan.
Ooh,
baby, I love your ways.
Pretty good play. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
Bermuda, Bahama,
Gumbo. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Tang me to the islands, put my feet in the sand.
This has nothing to do with Christmas. Whatsoever.
With the rhythm of the ocean, sang in silent night with the palm trees blowing. Don't you think it's a pretty good plan? All I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
This is something your parents slow dance to at a beefsteak dinner.
Jimmy Parrott's Buffett just dropped dead.
Nice.
Wait, did you say Jimmy Parrott's Buffett? You did. You fucking stuttering, muttering brick.
Jimmy Parrott's Buffett.
Oh, nice.
Shit. Fucking dyslexia, Judas. Way to blow an otherwise funny joke.
Yeah, seriously, you foul tipped that one.
That was me. All right, yeah.
Going through puberty. That was you going through puberty.
Anyway, yeah, totally went the other way with that one, didn't he?
He really did.
Just when you thought you knew Kenny Chesney.
Oh, it's my fault for doubting you and your wonderful song there. Is that what it's called? A song? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Diddy.
Seriously, that versatile motherfucker, Kenny Chesney. What's his name? Kenny Chesney. See, I just did it. Kenny Chesney. Fucking, oh, he went the island route.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what? Never since Melikaliki Maka have I ever heard a fucking better Christmas song.
All right, I'm just going to play this one. I'll tell you, it's by Fred Figglehorn. So,
is it Jewish?
You know funnies on the way.
You know, my mom is always giving me really weird Christmas presents. Mommy, doesn't she know what I really want?
Wait, what was that song? I thought that was Mike making a comment.
Yeah, was that the hell?
Do they play it again?
What did he
even say?
Murder.
That's what he said. That's what I heard him say.
It's like he said, murder. Oh my God.
You know, my mom is always giving me really weird Christmas presents. Murder. What
is that?
Say Brenda?
Murder. Thanks, but no thanks.
I think he's a guy in a van trying to pick up a girl.
What was that?
A lightsaber.
I'm a Barbie girl in my Barbie world. Is to end the song.
Cash money.
You know what this sounds like? Like a sounder for, like, you know, a radio promotion? Like, yeah. You hear the cash song.
When you hear the Christmas cash song.
We call her. We call it 12. You want the cash? We got it for you. Begurga, begurga.
Oh, begurga.
We got to break open Santa's piggy bank and give you a good offer. Here comes the cash money song. We want to say congratulations to Brenda. Brenda.
Whoa, whoa!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, shotgun shells. Hey, everybody! It's Christmas time! Oh. Let's all party!
God, shut up! Get off my lawn!
I said Christmas, Christmas, oh yeah, I gotta go.
Is this David Lee Roth?
Skibidi bop!
Oh yeah, I gotta go buy some stuff for my mom. In prison in Arkansas, watching It's a Wonderful Life on TV.
Yo, do me a favor, fit more words into that sentence. Can you do that for me? Watch It Is a Wonderful Life on ABC, but not CBS, because they don't have it on there every year. They have it on ABC instead.
Maybe the colorized version on Joseph.
I gotta go to shopping.
Who was that?
Did you say a Sharpie mold?
Now, this one's kind of sad, because that's Mojo Nixon, who is otherwise pretty cool. And I think what he was going for was a goof on bad Christmas songs. But
he just made a bad Christmas
song.
He
really just made a bad goof on a Christmas song. He tried to goof on bad Christmas songs, but it was so bad that it wasn't funny. So it was sort of like a triple backfiring parody song effect.
Sounds like a lot of my jokes. Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Did he even come out and say, like, this was like a total joke, or was...
I don't know, man. I just saw it, I listened to it, and shit my pants, and then downloaded it.
Again, why didn't I...
Download it after you shit your pants.
Yes.
I'm really curious to know if there's any videos for any of these songs. Is anybody like?
I'm gonna try and find them on YouTube so we can post them, because I don't know how we'd post them otherwise. I guess I could post links to like where I originally heard them on Amazon.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping there's YouTube videos so we could just post them and people can enjoy them. I'm sure the videos are just as quality.
Because I picture, I don't know, for that song anyway. I picture like him trying to do this whole Christmas Animal House mix, you know, where they're like out on the front lawn, you know, fucking like he's like singing from the backseat of a car. You know what I mean?
He pulls up to the party house. He's like, hey guys, it's party.
He's, you know, he's standing on the seats in the back of a convertible somewhere with all Christmas lights strung around it.
Styles driving.
Yeah, exactly. What are you looking at, Dick Nose? just wow.
All right. You guys ready for the next one?
I can't wait.
This one is...
I can do this all night.
Fresh out the kitchen. This is the new hot artist tries to continue the climb by putting out a Christmas song.
It's called Fresh Out the Kitchen?
No, but this is like a brand new one.
Oh.
So this is like
man.
One
world
of the modern...
right here. World premiere.
Because no... no radio
world,
station. Well,
world,
you know what?
World.
This one will get played, I think.
Premiere. You hear it first.
That was kind of scary.
Premiere.
It's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
All I want for Christmas is the dick removed from my fucking pants.
Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga.
As in I look like one?
As in I have one between my legs. And it doesn't sound like all the rest of her songs at all.
No, not at all. It's a Christmas tree! Christmas tree!
Rub-a-pum-pum.
Oh, snap!
Rub-a-pum-pum.
Light me up, put me on top. It's la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Ugh.
Light me up, put me on top.
Remix!
The only place you'll wanna be is underneath my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Mm. It is about her dick.
It is.
Jingle my balls.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beow.
I like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I like that.
Under the mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Yes, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Close.
Wait, what?
Everybody takes off her clothes.
Where'd that go?
Down the...
Just dance.
Papa.
She really is talking about getting blown.
Here's your remix art.
Light you up, put you on top. Let's fa la 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 la. Let's go.
We're looking for some pose.
Yes, everybody knows.
Paparazzi.
Papa, don't preach. I'm in.
All right, that's enough of that. Just really, are you not hot enough right now?
So
do you not have 25 songs on the radio?
Well,
and you
no.
need to get one more.
Look at it this way: her career is now over.
It's she's
done.
God.
She's done before she even got started.
Seriously,
suicide.
I love the fact that she took a wonderful idea, like taking some of the classic, you know, joyous Christmas songs and turned it into a sexual escapade of some fucking gentleman of the black persuasion on top of her, licking her Christmas tree,
playing with her bows.
Yes, gorgeous. Right. Way to go. Way to go there, Gentleman Gaga.
Yes. All right, this next one falls into the category of the kind of hipster band Christmas. Like, we're cool, man. We're kind of funny, but we still rock. And we're going to do a cool song for all the rock stations, the alternative stations, man, because this is going to be, like, funny and cool, and we're from L.A.,
yeah.
And this is how we do it in Hollywood.
Played the Viper Room last week, now we're doing a Christmas
album.
Yeah,
man. This is Hollywood Undead and Christmas in Hollywood. Get it?
No.
Do you get that they're from Hollywood? It's both the
yet.
Name of their band and it's in the song?
Not yet.
Hollywood.
It's Christmas in Hollywood. Santa's back up in the hood.
So meet me
this one's ironic.
Oh, they had that harmony. That fucking hipster harmony.
So meet me by the menorah. Let's get drunk.
We're going to celebrate when we get drunk.
It's a guy from Christmas Cash.
Christmas
Fuck?
Yeah.
Say?
Isn't that ironic and hip? We said let's fuck.
Let's
fucking badass. We curse in our songs.
We curse. And even our Christmas songs.
They're going to want to play this on the radio so bad, they'll play the bleeped out version. Watch this.
Better line?
That'd be the worst fill-in rhyme ever. We drank in a room with some dude named Kevin.
How about heaven? You can...
These are the guys that were backwards.
That was a good hip MySpace reference in there.
Oh, I missed it.
That's Sum 41's new side project.
That's what the name is?
No,
this band?
I don't know. It just sounds like them. Uh-oh. They're called Hollywood Undead.
The guys that sang this are the guys that wear backwards hat that quote The Hangover.
Yep.
Those are the guys right there.
These fucking assholes.
Absolutely. All right. Who's ready for some more Straight No Chaser?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, hell yes. Dude, don't even ask. Play it. No intro there.
Wait a minute. I need to prepare myself. I need to do a couple push-ups or something. Shit. All right. Go.
All right. It's the Christmas Can-Can.
Thank you. Ooh. I just want one acapella guy to be really off always.
Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping. Christmas time is here. The sleigh bells and the red-nosed deer. Songs and songs we love to hear, all played 1,000 times each year. Heard this same song 20 times, and it's only Halloween.
This is something like your aunt hears. She goes, oh, you gotta hear this great Christmas song. It's festive and it's crazy.
Forward, forward, forward.
Yeah, forward, yep.
Starting sooner every year. It's October. Stores with plastic Christmas trees. Ransack the mall. Shop until you lose your mind. Spike the eggnog.
Was this in the trailer for Home Alone 2?
It's time.
Hey.
Is that you?
That was in there.
Christmas. Do you have Christmas in France?
Run to your closet, find your Christmas sweater, screaming carols all the way. Made all the way to California. It's the Christmas Can-Can Halloween to Christmas Day. It's the most wonderful time of year.
Do you say Christmas Can-Can Halloween?
I don't know, dude. My ears have shut themselves closed. My ears have formed scar tissue at this point.
Here's a thought. Let's three of us make a Christmas album.
Acapella music is the
boom.
Acapella music is the audio equivalent of cauliflower ear. It's really fucking awful.
And what? Glee is so popular now.
Hey. Yeah. God damn it. Boom.
You guys ready for more?
Can
we go back to the? How many more songs do you have with Straight No Chaser?
I've got.
Play that one song again where the guy goes.
That's Christmas Cash.
Yeah, it's one of the beginning part again.
You still want to figure out what he's saying.
You know, my mom is always giving me really weird Christmas presents. I want that as my fucking. My cell phone ring. Just that guy. That's a text message coming. You know, my mom is always giving me really weird Christmas
presents.
What is he saying?
It's like Bill Murray. Like,
what is he saying?
It's like Bill Murray just drunk.
Why does Cindy Lauper have her Down syndrome brother?
I think that's Captain Lou from Beyond the Grave.
Brains. Yeah, he's
brains.
He's a zombie. Brains.
I think he does say murder. People in the chat room say he's going murder.
Murder?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
That was Brenda.
Another theory in the chat room is she just woke up her dad. Maybe that's why. The first thing he says when his daughter wakes him up is murder.
Murder.
I think it's
murder.
All right. Next up, we go to the Christian genre.
Oh, hooray.
But it's not your It's not your regular
Moses
awful Christmas Christian band song. This is Christmas with a capital C by Go Fish. You get the religious reference?
It's called Christmas.
Stop it!
Go, go. Whoa, 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 whoa.
instinct.
Coffee shop to get myself a mocha. The mocha. The counter said, "Happy holidays." I said, "Thanks, lady. I am pretty happy, but there's only one holiday that makes me feel that way." And
Jesus, Mary didn't have sex. God made her knocked up. Born in a manger.
With the capital C. Oh, oh. What is this? What is that, like, that chorus? Sounds like some, like, stupid pop song. Pretty much like all of them, I know, but I'm trying to think of what the hell it...
I think Michael Bivins produced this.
This is what the kids... this is what the kids at Jesus Camp listen to over the holidays. He did it for you too, so now maybe you can see why.
It's called Christmas. What more can I say? Bobby Brown, I think. It sounds like another song, like a, you know, like a late 80s, like, yeah, funky. Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like it was
song. It's like Walk the Dinosaur. Like, yes. What that was.
That's it. Everybody walk get the on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Jesus said there was no dinosaurs.
Oh.
Woo.
Wow.
All right,
wow.
Kids.
Wow. Again, the fucking
now
Christians just ruining everything.
We're down. We are down to our worst song of all time.
Hooray!
Now, before I play you the worst song of all time, I got to tell you about this band
murder.
I found.
They were murdered.
This is also in the Christian genre, I believe.
Oh, good.
But I'm going to describe this. They're called Family Force 5.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Like, just I saw the name Family Force 5, and I saw the name of the song. I'm like, Family Force 5? What could this possibly be? It's like a Pulp Fiction, like, Fox Force 5 reference.
Right.
So it's kind of cool. Is it like some kind of, I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Christian superheroes?
Like, yeah.
I don't know, but this is before I even knew they were Christian.
Voltron.
So I go to the website, and the album cover for the Christmas album is like...
All them in white sweaters.
No, it's like their heads, like doing that, like Andy Warhol, like the portrait thing,
okay.
Like that kind of color vibe, yeah. And it's all, but they're all like white dudes, and they have kind of long hair and like hipstery kind of beard. So I'm like,
so it's not a family.
So
it's
I'm like,
just dudes.
Are they pretending they're Jesus?
I don't know if they're brothers or what, but I thought like, okay, this looks sort of like a hipster kind of goofy, ironic thing, right?
The it's lovers.
Like, yeah, like they're pretending to be like a cheesy family thing. So then I take a listen, and this one is called "Here's Angels We Have Heard on High." So, not what you think when I looked at the album, but take a listen to this. Sounds like the beginning of the Caddyshack song.
Auto-tune.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the
this auto-tune Christmas.
And the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
We've got angels.
Yeah.
Is that like the cartoon mascot singing with them?
I don't know. All right, so that's the first one. So what do you think about Family Force 5 at this point? What do you think they are? What do you think this band is? What are they going for? Is it supposed to be funny? Is it serious?
I think this is what happens when you don't do drugs. This is
I think
pretty
this
much
is Kevin.
Five white dudes with like long hair and beards.
This is Kevin Federline's offspring.
They have beards?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull this up, and we'll put this up at mastersofnoneshow.com.
Mitch Hedberg's brother.
I'm gonna pull up the front of the album, but let me play the next one.
All right.
While we're waiting for that. This is Carol of the Bells.
Oh, great.
You ready for this? Here we go.
Right about now. We're bringing the Christmas. Get your wreaths. Get your Santa Claus. Hang your Christmas.
Hang your motherfucking stocking.
Carol's on a boat.
Yeah.
Carol's on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carol's on a boat. Oh! Jingle, jingle, motherfucker!
You gonna get yourself some coal this year!
Oh,
shit! like Kevin Garnett, anything is possible. I'm on a boat.
Yeah. All right, now here, you guys take a look here. I'll whip this around. There's Family Forest 5.
What the heck?
Wow.
That looks like an emo band gone wrong.
Yeah, but what are they doing? Is it supposed to be a Lonely Island type of thing?
They look like, you know what they look like? They look like the emo version of, remember the movie Problem Child?
Yes, John Ritter.
Yeah.
And, but look, they're on Tooth and Nail Records, which is a Christian label.
Uh-huh.
So I don't...
Get it? Get the Christian reference?
Here's some of their...
Do you think that their kids like trying to make fun of like...
Here's another one of their albums. It's called Dance or Die.
Cool. Huh?
So like they're like a boy band,
is
but they're
short
a rap
circuit on? Are they dancing on Short Circuit?
I don't understand.
They're dancing on Johnny Five.
Yeah.
But
wait, bring up some of the tracks. Let's just
Dance or Die.
Read the track.
Get
names.
Your back off the wall. Rip it up. Fever.
Get
Party
down
foul.
On it.
Die for you. The first time. Wake the dead. Like I don't know.
What's
I think
that one that's
serious.
An acronym? What's that one that's an acronym? What does it say?
D-I-E for you. Die for you.
Ew, ew,
so,
ew.
And then people, like the comments, I'm like trying to figure it out. And the comments are like, these guys are great. 5 stars. I listen to all kinds of music. This isn't like their last album, but this is great. It's part of their musical evolution.
Dude, like, this is...
There's
right.
no like comments this like, this is fucking hilarious. These guys are geniuses.
I know exactly what this is. They're on a Christian label, right?
Yes.
All right, so this is one of those Christian bands that is like they barely recognize the fact that they're a Christian band. It's the ones that maybe mention like Spirit. They like that's like the only thing they'll say like Spirit. They won't say God. They won't say Jesus.
Like
in
POD kind
of. Yeah, exactly. Like they'll like sing about like life
Paps
lessons and like all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
POD, not PBR.
T Busby, the chat room looked them up on Wikipedia. They're a Christian crunkcore band.
Yeah,
and it appears to not be a joke or ironic.
No.
They're serious.
No, it's straight up.
They're
it's
serious,
straight
serious.
No chaser.
Yo.
Nice.
Cold Time said it sounded like T-Pain fucked the chipmunks. All right. So are you guys
Tommy.
Ready?
Well, yes. Okay. No, go ahead.
This is it.
This is what?
I listened to the entire Family Force 5 album. And some of the songs are like boy bandy, like totally not like that. And then some are like Blink-182-ish, yeah. Like fucking bizarre. But this is, ladies and gentlemen, the worst Christmas song ever. Ever.
Okay.
Ever. Family Force 5.
Ever.
And it's called... it's called The Baby. And you gotta listen...
Told about Jesus.
Listen, yeah, about baby Jesus. Don't talk over this one.
Okay.
This one has got to be listened to. Oh,
okay.
To truly appreciate the worst Christmas song ever. You prefer to laugh.
North Star hanging in the sky. Shine down where it lies. Gonna meet a life changer sleeping in a manger tonight. Riding on down into Bethlehem City. Hey, girl, your baby's so pretty. Got you some frankincense, got you some myrrh. Got a dark truck full of presents. Should I drop it right?
Did you hear that?
Listen. Make it rain?
He's gonna make it rain on the baby. You know what trick that Mary knows. Yeah, we came this far. We are the kings that know who you are. Riding on down into Bethlehem City. Hey, where girl, your baby's so pretty. Come on, ride all the way from my hood. This has to be a joke. Baby, cause it's smelling so good.
He said it's smelling so good.
Make it rain on the baby. Go. Where the gold at?
Where you want the silver rap? Where you want the gold? Mama got some loyalty, she gave the whole world.
falling from the sky, yeah, it's getting kinda rainy. Pouring down lips, cause I'm all about that baby. Baby got a halo around his dome, I'm popping porn towards a baby. Pull my girly back home, I'm about that baby. Man, could have sworn that he smiled. My wise man's back.
Did you say he swore it was brown?
Presents on the baby. Sounds like you're saying, I'm naked on the baby.
Boom, boom, in harmony, harmony.
I'm all about the baby.
Hove. Hove.
Is this song as long as Alice's Diner? Where the fuck?
Right up to heaven if I get this in one take. Let's go.
Wait, I'm holding out for something really stupid at the end that they're going to say.
Hopefully. No, it'll be the baby talk. Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Baby talk saying something cute. Told you.
Did the baby say go, mofo?
They say go. Go,
motherfucker. Where the gold at?
We want the gold.
Where's the gold? Wow. Nice job on that research, man.
So,
how about it? Worst song ever? Worst Christmas song of all time?
How about worst song ever?
So,
in general,
I gotta give one bit of props. Where do you use frankincense in a, in a fucking lyric?
Myrrh.
Frankincense and myrrh and fucking balls.
On the baby.
On the baby. Make it rain.
On the baby.
I want that to be my wedding song.
R. Kelly makes it rain on the baby.
Yeah, he does. Jesus. That's awesome. Wow.
And people take these guys seriously.
So I
would love to know what I have to research this band more.
You know what? We're gonna interview them.
I'll tag in the chairman says put a 5 in your diaper. Making it rain up. Throw money on him.
Nice.
So Fag Force 5.
Throw a 5 in your diaper.
When are they coming around here?
I don't know, but we need to go see them.
No,
seriously.
We need to talk to them.
We need to talk to them.
That's
quickly.
My new mission right here.
Seriously.
All right. We get them
on the horn, and it's serious questions only. Serious questions.
It's like, do you have any gold?
He got some gold.
If we can do the whole interview in auto-tune, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. So,
what did you want?
My question is, Jay, first
yes,
of all,
sir.
you didn't pay for that, right?
No, it was great. Amazon was running a great promotion. Get 3 free downloads.
Nice. Oh,
and all you got to do is enter an email address. So I got a whole bunch of free Christmas songs.
Nice. All right.
So this is a show brought to you by Amazon.com.
Nice.
As well as Gunoxen.com. Gunoxen.com, sorry. And, of course, SimplySyndicated.com.
Wow. So, okay, good. Because I don't think anybody in their right mind or left mind should pay for that.
Silver and gold.
That gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous album.
We need to make a mix of all these songs together.
I'm planning on playing the CD that you gave me, Jay.
At your Christmas party.
I'm planning
Christmas
on
dinner.
Yeah, this is going right to my parents, and it is being put into the stereo unknowingly by everyone. And
just take off where it says worst Christmas songs and put best.
Soon as Grandma sits down at the table, expecting to see the entire family. I got my silver and gold
on the baby. There's a tin on the baby.
With his Christmas
lotion on the baby.
There's your sign.
There's your sign.
Run, get her down.
Baby Jesus, here's your sign.
Merry Christmas. Make it rain on the baby. Get your sign.
It's raining signs on the baby.
Seriously.
All right.
That was... Wow. Wow. I officially fucking hate Christmas now, by the way.
So Christmas officially sucks.
Christmas officially blows.
You killed 2 shows in 1 bird. 1.
Wow, dude.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Hey.
Unintentional callback. Dyslexic callback. It's a back call. All right.
Wow.
That's it, folks. There you go. Worst Christmas songs of all time.
Ever.
Fucking A. We're going to try and link them all up. If not, if we can't find YouTube videos for these ass clowns, we'll do the Amazon links or something, but we'll hook it all up.
We'll give them
to you.
Yeah. I'm not going to have anybody pay for this.
I'm going to go in the studio and chop this up,
So there you go, everybody. Merry Christmas a little bit early. And We got, I think, at least one more Christmas show coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we will talk to you next time. Check out MassiveNunShow.com. Thanks to Gunoxen.com. Check out the Gunoxen Show, also featuring us. Stuff for guys at Gunoxen.com. And, of course, SimplySyndicated.com. 21st Century Media. And, of course, the world's finest podcast. Right, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
All right. Show. I'm Jay for Mike.
It's Thea.
And Art.
You.
For bonus material and to get in touch with Mike, Jay, and Art on the forum, Twitter, Facebook, and email, go to mastersofnoneshow.com. Masters of None is a production of simplysyndicated.com, 21st Century Media, and sponsored by Gunoxen.com. Sports, girls, humor, media, gadgets, and beer stuff for guys. Check them out at GUNAXIN.com.